Microphone check, 1, 2, 1, 2.
Mic check, 1, 2, 1, 2.
You are now tuned in to the 2 Cents and 9 Cents podcast. I'm here with my homeboy, Matt.
Quarantine.
I am Antoine Y. Slicker. Follow us on Twitter at 2 Nonsense. That's the number 2, N-O-N-C-E-N-T-S. Yes. Also follow us on that Instagram at 2 Nonsense 1. That's the number 2. Nonsense.
When was the last time somebody actually posted it on Instagram?
I don't know. And get into that Facebook community. Search 2 Cents Nonsense in your Facebook search bar. Get into that group. We'd love to have you in there. That's where we, you know, converse with each other.
I'm going to post up Instagram pic.
Don't post an Instagram pic just because I said it.
No, just because we don't ever post nothing on there anyway. So there you go.
You know, we appreciate you guys listening to us all the time. For those who do listen, tell your friends.
We do appreciate it. And we ain't beggars, but if you can leave us a review, a rating and a review, because we are on everything.
Yeah, man, leave us a rating and a review.
It does help.
On that Apple Podcast, on that Spotify.
Yeah, man.
We on there, man. You know?
We out there now.
We out there. It's good to be out there, man. It's like I jumped off the porch for the first time.
That's something.
Yeah. You know, back in the day when you was a kid, you had to stay on the stoop.
Look at you, little man.
That's my guy, man.
That's my whole Instagram feed. It's not but your little man.
That's my guy, man. He is up there. He is posted all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Because, man, and I just like...
No, like, it's literally every other picture. You got this. Boom, you got that. Then, boom, you got little man. You got this. Then, boom, you got little man. You got this. You got boom, you got little man.
Yeah, man. My son is all over social media.
It's literally every other pic. It's crazy.
My son is all over social media. It's nothing like his smile, man. When he giggling and laughing, it's just...
Yo,
it's great.
I feel you, man. I feel you.
You know, we do this little thing, right? And it's unintentional, but it's an intentional thing that I do.
Mm-hmm.
He only looks at me face to face, like eye to eye, in certain circumstances. Like he just, if I'm holding him directly in front of me, he will not look me in the eye at all. He will turn his head every which way. So I do this thing. I'll be like, look at me. Look at me. Look at me. And we'll just go back and forth, side to side, for like 10 minutes. He can do it nonstop. He will never look me in the face or look me directly in the eye when I'm holding him directly in my arms.
That's funny.
And it is hilarious when you see both of our heads moving this way, this way, this way, this way. When you see both of our heads moving left to right, it is so fucking funny. And I'd be like, look at me. Look at me. And he'd be like, nope. Not looking at you. He like he oblivious to everything's going on. Like, nope. I refuse to look at you. Nope. That's a good way. He's already learned how to ignore people.
Hey, nothing wrong with that.
He's already learned.
I ain't even mad.
How to ignore people. Like, yep, turning the other cheek. Nope. Turning the other cheek. Nope, I'm not going to look at you. It's so funny. I love that shit, man. I love playing with him every day. It's good. You know. Can't wait till he's able to, like, play with toys and stuff and be able to understand me when I'm talking to him.
He already understands.
Yeah, him being able to talk back a little bit, you know. Say something.
And you're going to get to that point where, like, nigga, if you don't shut the fuck up. Cause I'm at that point with my son. He be talking back. Yeah, my son is 7, of course. So yeah, he gonna talk back, but you know,
like, shut your little ass up, nigga.
Like, who you talking to? For real, who you talking to?
So, my girl said that's a couple things here, real quick.
Okay.
That I forgot. They should have went on the sports episodes, but it didn't. The first thing she sent me was, you know, she was just like, here's some ideas for your show. One, Brett Favre in quarantine. We were just talking about him last episode because we put him in our top 10 quarterbacks. He's in quarantine. He's in quarantine with his daughter. He with his daughter up there having fun. She dyed his hair orange. He let his daughter dye his hair orange.
Orange.
Okay. Yeah. Good things that you do with your kids when you're in quarantine, you know? Yeah. Just having fun. You dye my hair orange.
I'll tell it's you what. My son ain't dyed my hair nothing.
He dyed your hair nothing?
Nope.
What are you and your son doing in quarantine, man? What are you guys doing in the house?
My son spends 95% of his time playing Fortnite.
You said 99?
95.
95% of his time playing Fortnite.
Yep.
With his friends online.
Yep.
Ain't nothing wrong with that, man. He's staying out of trouble.
The other 5%, you know.
Eating?
He's got homework.
Okay.
From school.
Doing homework, eating, mm-hmm. shitting, and sleeping.
Yeah.
Pretty much.
Yeah, he don't want nothing to do with me.
He don't want nothing
Unless
to do with you.
It's daddy, my controller's not working. Daddy, my battery is dead or whatever the fuck.
Yeah, you got to change the batteries. Change the batteries. I didn't have to change the batteries in my son's mobile or whatever you want to call it.
Okay.
I didn't have to change that shit like 3 times. Yo, change this. Change the joint in this bouncer. You got to change it in the bouncer. It's a little motorized bouncer thing, mm-hmm. that rocks them up and down. Ridiculous.
Because my son don't sleep at night.
He don't sleep at night?
He don't sleep at night. He goes to sleep like 4 o'clock in the morning. No lie. Every night.
Every night, 4 o'clock in the morning.
I think for 2 days since he's been home from school, which has been like over a month.
If this was back in the day, if this was back in the day, he was watching BET Uncut.
Nah, if this was when I was growing up, he was watching the Playboy Channel with the lines.
With the lines.
You know what I'm saying? Trying to catch a nipple. Trying to catch a nipple.
Yo, that's a word up, dog. You ain't lying about that, nigga. Like, back in the day, you was trying to catch that joke. You go straight to the channel with this squiggly line.
Yo.
Now you can't do that, because on that channel, that shit just come up. Just, you need to order this.
Yeah, for real. But they don't care about that.
You up that joint with the sound all the way turned down, but you got your head next to the speaker.
You hear the moaning.
You hear the moan a little bit. Don't let your mama wake up. Like,
for
what the
real?
Fuck you in there doing?
Word up.
What
word
the fuck up. You in here doing? I ain't doing nothing, Baba. I told you to go to fuck to sleep. I am going to sleep. What the fuck you watching in there? It's Power Rangers. Power Rangers ain't on at 3 o'clock in the morning, nigga.
Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh.
Yo, that should take you back.
It do, for real.
Yeah. And then the other thing that she said to me, we were talking about your team and you guys going the other way now. You're thinking about not drafting Tua. Well, Tua's stock is dropping. After his Wonderlic results, he finished as the lowest among quarterbacks on the Wonderlic test. He scored a 13. The average score is a 20.
Guess what that means? Not a motherfucking thing. If Tua is there at 5 and the Dolphins don't have to trade up to get him, they're taking him.
Yeah. But that, I mean, teams do look at that, being that that's, you know, his reasoning abilities, math, vocabulary, whatever, cognate.
Come on.
Abilities.
Come on. He was.
So they said his stock is dropping a little bit, but I don't know, man. I mean,
He's a proven winner. He's
yep.
coached under Saban. That man is not dumb. Fuck that Wonderlic shit.
All right.
For real.
The projected number 1 overall pick, Joe Burrow.
He don't want to go there. He's saying all the right shit. He don't want to go there. He's hoping the Dolphins give up like 4 draft picks to get him, but that's not happening.
He had the 3rd highest score. He scored 34. Iowa State's quarterback Nate Stanley scored a 40, which was the highest. And then Georgia's Jake Fromm scored a 35.
Okay, so nobody's drafting that nigga in the first 3 rounds. So
Nobody's drafting that guy, Jake
either
Fromm.
Either one of the two.
Either one of those two. Hey, man.
I've heard of Jake Fromm. I never heard of the other guy.
Iowa. He went to Iowa. He's super smart, bro. He's smart. He knows his math vocabulary.
You want
to
know what? And I'm not discounting anybody from a school that nobody's paying attention to. Mm-hmm. I'm not discounting that at all. I'm just saying, nobody's looking at you. For instance, like, look at Ben Roethlisberger from Miami, Ohio.
Yeah.
Was nobody fucking at your ass? What you got? You got 2 Super Bowl rings.
He does.
I'm just saying. You know?
He's up there, man. He's a good quarterback. But on today's episode, we're introducing a new segment to you guys. The segment is called Bad Advice.
Before we get into that, I wanted to ask you a question.
Yeah, what you got?
Have you been eating anything new? Like stuff you or your girl haven't cooked before? Because I have.
Not really. I mean, we've been cooking things in different ways than we've done before, but not really.
Because I have my girl write down 3 things that I haven't eaten before that she hasn't cooked for me.
Oh, yeah. You did tell me the other day you ate some white shit.
I ate some some Alfredo chicken fettuccine.
Yeah, some fettuccine Alfredo. Some chicken fettuccine Alfredo. Now, Alfredo sauce is white, people. This is a man that has been adamant about not eating white shit. He ate the chicken out. And what did you think of the chicken
Alfredo? First off, I've had it before, but not with like a ton of white sauce.
Right.
This had a ton of white sauce on it.
Mm-hmm.
And I fucked that shit up.
It's creamy. It's good. I'm not really like a huge pasta person.
I'm a huge pasta person. I love pasta.
But one of my favorite dishes that my girl cooks for me, I'm on that weekly shit like you. Eat the same shit every week now. Okay. I'm on that weekly shit like you. She cooks this for me every week. It is it's whole wheat pasta.
Okay.
Ziti or rigatoni version. Okay. But it's chicken, broccoli, covered in a creamy garlic parmesan sauce.
Okay.
It is so good. It is amazing. And she cooks that for me every week. I can't get enough of that shit. And I don't even like pasta like that, but I can't get enough of that shit.
I love pasta.
I can't get enough of that shit. Like, yo, let me get some of that.
If I can eat pasta maybe 3 days a week, I would.
Yeah.
As long as it's different, not the same.
Right. And we do ribs. We do ribs, chicken.
I mean, I eat all types of chicken all week, so. Ribs? No.
Yeah.
I only eat Chinese ribs. Don't ask me why. I don't know.
That's one thing, too, that's fucking me up, man.
Yo, I ain't even going front. I miss Chinese food.
I do too. That's one thing that is fucking me up, man. You motherfuckers kept messing with the Chinese folks so goddamn much that they closed down their restaurants during this time. Leave them Chinese people alone. They didn't bring the disease over here.
Nah, they was already here cooking their shit.
You know what I'm saying? Leave them people alone, man. I need fucking egg rolls and goddamn lo mein and fucking barbecue ribs from the goddamn Chinese spot. And the Chinese chicken wings.
My son loves them goddamn wings. He's black. Of course all black people love Chinese wings.
You know.
He like Chinese wings more than my shit. Which is insulting to me. Because Antoine know I make some banging ass wings.
He makes some banging ass wings. I made some banging ass fried chicken wings too. My girl loves my fried chicken wings. I gotta make them shit every week.
I don't make fried chicken anymore.
Yeah.
I can't remember the last time I fried chicken.
Yeah. I actually haven't did the barbecue wings in a while because she gotta have the fried chicken wings. And we do it with the chicken and French toast. Chicken and French toast?
I've never heard of that before, but...
She likes French toast better than she likes waffles, so it's chicken and French toast.
I don't care for either one. That's just me.
Yeah. But that's what we do. What else you got?
Some Tuscan butter salmon.
Tuscan butter salmon?
Mm-hmm.
That sounds fucking delicious.
With some mushrooms. Yo.
That shit sounds fucking delicious.
Yo. I ain't never had it before either.
She made that?
Uh-huh.
Okay. Cool. Tuscan.
That shit. We had that 2 or 3 days ago. It was banging.
It sounds good. That shit sounds good.
She put some butter garlic noodles with it.
Butter garlic noodles. I had butter garlic rice. Okay. Because my girl made a whole chicken.
Mm-hmm.
That's something new that we had. A whole chicken. I ain't never had a whole fucking chicken before.
For real?
Never.
Word?
Never. Okay. Never had a whole chicken before. But she did a whole chicken and we carved up the chicken. Mm-hmm. She used the leftover chicken for the pasta dish that I was talking about. But we had the carved chicken. With butter garlic rice.
Okay.
And some asparagus the other day. That shit was banging.
Want some asparagus.
That shit was banging.
I'm sure my girl can cook it for me, but I never asked her to, so she probably wouldn't think to make it.
Asparagus is bomb, dog. Bomb.
I've only had it one time.
Yeah.
I ain't gonna lie, but I did like it.
Yeah.
So.
I think I would put asparagus up there as my favorite green vegetable. I'll put that up there. Asparagus, Brussels sprouts, broccoli, collard greens.
Okay.
Yeah. Brussels sprouts get a bad rap, man.
They do. They're not bad.
They're not bad.
I'm not too fond of them, but I'll eat them.
Oh, boy. I caramelize the motherfuckers with some bacon grease.
Yeah. I'm not a fan of bacon, so.
You don't like bacon?
God damn.
Yeah, but, you know, so you had the butter Tuscan salmon.
Mm-hmm.
You had the fettuccine Alfredo. Mm-hmm. And what was the other one you had?
Shrimp scampi.
Shrimp scampi. Shrimp scampi is good. Shrimp scampi is great.
Yeah.
I actually had some shrimp scampi this week.
Okay.
Yeah. We had shrimp scampi, you know. Yeah. I also put... Most people don't do this with the shrimp scampi, but I put cocktail sauce on it as well. But, you know, after it's done, because the wine sauce that you put the scampi in is great.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, shrimp scampi is great. And that's the first time you had that?
Yeah.
Huh. So those are three dishes that you like that you're moving forward with.
Yeah, that I've never had before.
Yeah.
That's great. She's going to make something else when we find the right ingredients.
Hey, man, that quarantine, man, is bringing shit out of people, man.
Yeah. You know, I mean, like, because we always eat the same shit, but why eat the same shit when you're home doing nothing all goddamn day?
Right.
She looks at cookbooks and reads shit online.
Yeah.
Try to find something different.
Well, you know what? Now that I think about it, because we were just talking about things that we haven't done before. My girl made a homemade ice cream cake the other day for Easter.
Okay.
Homemade ice cream cake. It had mint chocolate chip as the bottom layer.
Mm-hmm.
Then the mid layer was vanilla ice cream. And all of this is non-dairy ice cream at that. Which I thought was going to taste horrible. But it's so fucking good. I don't know how the fuck they make ice cream with no dairy in it. But whatever. It's great. So she did... Well, no, the bottom layer was the mint chocolate chip. Then over that was vanilla ice cream. Then it was chocolate fudge and Oreo cookie pieces with another layer of vanilla ice cream, whipped cream, and more Oreo cookie crumbles on the top of it.
Okay.
That shit was delicious.
I bet it was.
Then she made some chocolate, some homemade fudge dipped marshmallows. marshmallow eggs.
What?
Marshmallow eggs. Chocolate dipped marshmallow eggs.
Nah.
She made, yo. I thought, you know, I was like, but think s'mores.
I would love to see what you look like on my scale.
Think s'mores.
I looked at my scale. I gained like 12 pounds in the no, I gained like 12 pounds in the 2-3 weeks that I haven't
I'm been gaining pounding. I ain't gonna even lie. And she made some Easter Rice Krispie treats. They had Easter sprinkles and shit in them.
I am the heaviest I have ever been in my life.
Me as well. No lie.
I ain't even gonna front. I hate it. I hate it. I think about every day doing some push-ups, sit-ups, something.
Gotta work it out.
I ain't running, so don't even suggest that to me. <You're right. laughs> I'm just saying.
We're gonna have to get into the gym, work it out a little bit.
You ain't getting to no gym.
Not now. I mean, after. After. You know. Once we can go
That's
outside.
That's probably the one thing I miss about work, because all I'm doing is walking around sweating.
Yeah. You know, gotta get them workouts in.
I am gaining weight.
Yeah.
I feel it.
You feel it?
I feel it.
I feel it, too. I feel it. I see it.
Oh, I see it, too. I try not to, man.
Yo, that stomach gets bigger. You're like, damn, dog.
I mean,
your clothes fit a little different.
Yo, when my shirt start feeling a little tighter and I already wear a 3X, like, what the fuck? Yo,
where do you go from there?
Yo, 4 or 5X.
Don't they stop making them bitches after, like, 5X or some shit?
I don't even know. Big and tall, who knows?
Big and tall, yeah. Hey, man, it is what it is. But the segment that we were speaking about earlier, we're going to call it bad advice. What we're going to do is we scoured. And when I say we, I mean me, but scouring, I mean I just went and took like 2 minutes to find. I scoured the internet for advice column questions. Well, people write into the advice column for them to get advice. We are going to read those off, and we are going to try to give these people the worst fucking advice ever. Like, we are not giving you good advice.
And you want to know what the funny part about it? And like, I have no idea what he's going to ask. But that truth shit might be the worst advice. You never know.
I honestly, he's saying that he doesn't know. I actually don't. I haven't read any of these.
Okay.
I just pulled them off. I read one the other night, last night with my girl. But I pulled them off. And I just copied and pasted and just printed it out. So I have no idea what half of these say. We're just going to read them and we're going to find out. So this is a segment, bad advice. Matt's going to give them some bad advice. I'm going to give them some bad advice. And we're going to see what we got. So first one says, I quit my retail job 2 years ago over work-life balance issues and started working as a private home chef for a wealthy married couple. Long story short, the wife caught the husband having an affair, and rather than admit who it was with and have to stop seeing her, he lied and said it was me. She fired me. He apologized to explain. What? That doesn't even make any sense. He apologized to explain himself and tried to give her money, but it tried to give me money, but I was furious and told him off. So he lied and said he slept with the fucking chef, is what it sounds like. And she got fired for no reason. So I'm on my own now. I need to look for a new conventional job, but have no idea what to say about my last position on my resume, especially because I can't use them as a reference. But if I don't list it, how am I supposed to account for the last 2 years of unemployment? what am I supposed to do in this situation?
Bitch, I'm going to tell you the truth. Fuck lying to you. Fuck giving you bad advice. Go take that nigga money that he already offered to you. What are you doing, stupid?
Take your money.
He offered you money. Go take that shit.
You take that money he offered it to you. Yo, he... I don't know why... You already got caught, though. The nigga already got caught. Why the fuck did he lie about who it was with?
Oh, I can't answer that.
That shit don't make no motherfucking sense.
I can't answer that question.
He apologized to... That still don't make any sense. The sentence says he apologized to explain himself and tried to give me money. He apologized and explained himself? Whatever.
Bitch, you take that money and get that motherfucking reference. He himself will give you a reference. Don't ask the wife.
Don't ask the wife. Definitely don't ask the wife. You need to ask that husband for that reference. For real. That's true shit. That's true shit.
For real. Yeah. I can't even give a lie for that. You stupid bitch for saying no. If that's real, you stupid for saying no.
That is real. She was furious and she told him off. So that actually came from the advice column. Ask a manager. So it's a real advice column.
Shit, ask Matt. What the fuck are you doing?
Ask Matt. What the fuck? Real shit, man. So next up, I am afraid my 16-year-old daughter is missing out on the best parts of her youth. She's a good kid, gets good grades, and doesn't seem to have any friends, doesn't date, doesn't go to parties, football games, or dances. Nothing. Her entire life is focused on a blog she runs and the fan fiction she posts on a different site. I've checked her blogs. It's okay, but nothing most girls would be interested in. These are the years to have fun, learn social skills, and build a good resume for college. My daughter will have absolutely no extracurricular activities unless she writes about her Superman and Batman fan fiction. My husband and I have told her all the fun that she's missing out on. He played football and ran track. I was a cheerleader, and I was also in the theater club and never missed a dance. But she's just not interested in any of that. We don't think she needs to be a cheerleader or an athlete, but we do think she needs to be involved in something. What should we do?
So this is a bad advice column, right?
Yeah, we got to get a bad advice.
So, baby girl.
I'm pretty sure the good advice was... Oh, just, you know.
Baby girl, mama wants you to be a hoe like her. Spread the motherfucking legs, get fucked by the superstar football player.
She wants you to be that cheerleader.
You know what I'm saying? She wants you at all the parties, being popular, getting drunk, getting ran through.
She wants you to get ran through. So get your ass out there and get ran through.
You know what I'm saying? Stop being on them blogs.
Leave them blogs alone, man.
She wants you on all of them in the videos.
Yeah, she wants you to do the stuff that normal girls do.
Yes.
Because your Superman and Batman fan fiction should not be the first thing on your mind.
Yes.
You need to get in that joint, get your girly girl shit on.
Mm-hmm. She want to see videos of your girlfriends holding your head back while you throwing up in the toilet.
Right, so what the mother should do, mother, if you're listening, which you're probably not, but if you're listening, what you should do is sit your daughter down, right?
Go ahead.
And show her all the porn highlights that you had back in your day.
That you had.
That you did. She need to see what you did and be like mother, like daughter. Now let me see you work. That's what you should do.
They ain't had them highlights back then.
They had highlights back
then. Nah.
She had a highlight. She had it on the VHS. It was bad quality, but it was on the VHS.
They ain't paying for the VHS.
They paying for the VHS.
But you can damn sure find that shit on any porn site.
You can find it on any porn site.
Yeah, you can. You can find all that. Just type in the old porn star name. You can find that shit. You can see that all the shit that your mama did that she want you to do. In high school.
In high school. She wants you to do that now.
So do that.
Do that.
And you can be popular.
She wants you to be popular. She don't want you out there. Motherfuckers looking at you like you a lesbian or something. She wants you to get dick down.
For real. She wants you to be popular. All the popular chicks got dick down. Yes, they did.
Yeah, they did. Yeah,
why do you think they're popular? Nobody wants no stuck up bitch.
Up next, man.
All right.
When I was a teacher at a boarding school, we had an athletic director who liked to call students and faculty tiger or handsome. He always felt that if he could say something nice about a person, he would do it, as that may be the only nice thing that person heard all day. He passed away a few years ago. As a nice memory and an admiration of his kind agenda, I like to call people handsome also. A supervisor today who CC'd me on an email in which I called someone handsome wrote an email back. I was told to refrain from calling people handsome.
Yo, is this a male or a male shit?
I don't know.
It sounds like some male on male shit.
Sound like some male on male shit?
Yeah.
Yeah. So, I'm curious. What's wrong with the salutation? I'm clueless on how this may be a bad thing. When I call people, when I greet people, hello, handsome. How you doing, tiger? How is this a bad thing?
Stay the fuck away. Fuck the bad advice. I'm giving you good advice. Stay the fuck away. That sounds like some gay shit. You don't want none of that. You don't want none of that.
So you telling this person to stop greeting people with hello, handsome?
Yes. Yes. How would you feel if I sent you an email? Hello, handsome.
You know what, bro? If you send me an email and say hello, handsome, the first thing I'm going to think about is when the fuck did you turn gay?
Shit.
But there's this battle rapper named Loaded Lux that be calling niggas handsome. He say that shit to dudes. Be like, yo, handsome, what's wrong with you, guy? What's your problem, handsome? Come on. So you just said fuck the bad advice. Just, yo, stop doing that shit.
Sheik Looch be calling niggas daddy.
Sheik Looch.
How many times you listen to a Sheik Looch rhyme and he calls somebody daddy? What up, daddy? Nah. And I love Sheik. Nah. No.
So I hit you up. I hit you up, running joke. The next text you get, you'll be like, yo, what up, tiger?
We ain't friends no more. You won't get that text. Don't text me no more. And your number's blocked, so you can't text me no more. Just don't even do it. It ain't even funny. It ain't even funny.
Yeah, it ain't worth it. Huh?
Nope.
Yo. You're a funny ass dude.
No, that's real. That's real. No. If this podcast ends today, it's because this nigga over here is texting me, what up, tiger? What up, daddy? Nah.
I ain't going to hit you up, though, without daddy. My nigga them won't allow me to hit you up with what up, daddy. I was gonna troll your ass with the tiger joy, but like, nah.
Fuck all that. That'll be the end of the 2 cents and nonsense podcast as you know it.
Yeah. I can't even believe that motherfucker would do some shit like that. All right, man. Yeah. Next one up. Years ago, I was friendly with a man from work who was very close to his mom. She came along with us once for lunch and ended up really liking me. From that point on, whenever he and I would get together for lunch, she would tag along. At one point, without my permission, he gave her my phone number, and she began calling me. A little turned into a lot. She contacts me every day via phone or text, always to compliment something in her life. To complain about something in her life. She always wants to get together for lunch and is constantly asking me for favors, including rides to work. We do not have the same job or the same hours, or taking care of her dogs and cats while she's away. I no longer speak to the man, but I speak to his mother every single day. She considers me a dear friend and is a very sensitive person with obvious abandonment issues. My problem is, I have zero desire to be this woman's friend. I get together with her, respond to her messages, answer her calls, and do favors for her out of guilt, not wanting to be yet another person who kicks her to the curb. How should I handle this moving forward?
You introduce her to a friend of yours who has no standards that'll smash anything.
That'll smash anything?
Anything.
I was going with you should Dexter the bitch.
I don't even know what that means.
You got off the bitch. You got to kill her. got to kill her.
Nah, you just passed her on to the next thirsty nigga.
Nah, you got to kill her.
Nah.
I think you got to kill her.
Nah, you just pass her off.
You got to make that bitch disappear in a barrel somewhere.
Nah, you just pass her off.
You just pass her off?
Yeah. She just wants some attention.
She just wants some attention.
She want to get piped down, so let her get piped down.
She want to get piped down, so let her get piped down?
Yeah.
Or you could just cut the bitch up into a billion pieces and just scatter her.
We ain't advocating murder. What the fuck are you talking about, nigga?
Oh, we not advocating murder?
No.
Oh, okay.
No, let her get piped down. What the fuck is wrong with you?
Or you could just take her to the zoo, right? And push her in the cage with the tigers. Is that's not good enough?
We're supposed to be giving bad advice, not like murder tips.
Oh, my bad. So just pass her on to the next.
This is your segment, nigga.
Well, you know what? Don't pass her on to the next.
Why?
You know, embrace that shit. Lesbo up with the bitch. If that's where we go on with this.
Is it a girl or male?
Well, it says that she, you know, this girl who it was dating the man, and that's the guy's mother. But she no longer dates the man. But his mother still calls her every day.
She know a friend. Of course.
Okay.
All straight girls know a gay friend.
Know a gay guy.
Lesbian, gay, whatever you want to call them. Yeah. They all got that one that want to fuck them, but they don't want to fuck them.
Right.
So had that one, take one for the team.
Take one for the team, get your MILF.
Yeah.
Get your MILF out there.
Yeah.
Hey, man. They got to do what they got to do. Next one up.
I don't know what the fuck you talking about, man. You talking about some murder shit. You tripping.
I'm tripping. I'm saying, man, if you don't want to deal with the bitch no more, she keep calling you. Kill a bitch.
You tripping. We don't do that over here.
We'll kill a bitch. It's too much work.
No, we don't kill bitches.
Okay. It's too much work to kill a bitch.
No comment.
Make that bitch disappear?
No comment.
No comment. In the middle of last year, I was promoted to manager of a small department. At the time, it was just me and one other person. And they gave the person's name Fergus. Why the fuck would you name your son Fergus?
White people.
But we've since added one more, Bob, to the team. Fergus has been at the company longer than I have, and we've become fairly friendly over my time here. For every birthday of his that I've been with the company, I've baked a treat, something like cupcakes or something, nothing extravagant, to share with everyone. It's also good to know that I'm a hobby baker, and at various times, I've brought treats to celebrate others' co-workers' birthdays as well, because I always wanted to try a new recipe. Ferguson's birthday is coming up soon. It'll be the first of his since I've been promoted to management. Bob's birthday is a few months away. And Bob and I have a good professional relationship, but our personal one is not on the level where I feel moved to make the same effort to make him bait goods for his birthday. Would it be inappropriate to make something for Ferguson's birthday, but not Bob, since both of them directly report to me? My desire is to make something for Fergus has always stemmed from our personal relationship, not our professional one. What should I do?
You make something for both of them.
This is bad advice. You make something for both of them and blow it all up.
Blow it all up?
Yeah.
What you mean blow it all up?
Well, I don't even know. Just blow it all up. Just make something for both of them. Piss them both off. Or make some, both of them happy. Whatever the fuck the case may be.
Well,
this is bad advice, right?
Right, right. Being that it sounds like to me that she's fucking Fergus. That's
what it is. You make something for both of them.
That would sound like to me. It sounds like you fucking Fergus. And you don't want Bob to get the wrong idea, huh? If that's what it is, it sounds like she fucking Fergus. I say don't make nothing for nobody. Fire both of them motherfuckers and find some new employees that you can make fucking cakes for everybody all the time.
No, that's good advice.
That's good advice?
We want bad advice. You make some for both of them and let them both get mad about the shit and let them both argue about it. We supposed to be giving bad advice, right?
Let them both argue about it.
How fucking yeah. Let the motherfuckers fight it out.
Let them fight it out. Put the steak in the middle of the motherfucking conference room.
Who want me more?
Who want me more? Put the steak in the middle of the conference room. Like, whoever leave out of here with that steak gets me.
For real. Who want me more?
Yo, that's funny.
You bro. Said we supposed to be giving that Yo, bad that, advice?
Yeah.
There you go.
There we go. We got it, man. It's out there. Bad advice. Up next. I have a 4-year-old son. And I'm expecting another child in a few months. I started my own business a few years ago, and my husband works full time.
Damn, 4 months?
Yeah.
And another one?
A 4-year-old.
Oh, then, a 4-year-old. Yeah. I thought it was a 4-month-old, and 4 months later, you pregnant again. Like, damn, bitch. All right.
Go ahead. Sorry.
My son is in daycare 3 days a week. We can't afford more care right now. I asked my mom if she would commit to helping me care for my son.
She said, hell no, I'm taking care of that big ass boy. Keep going.
On one of the days that he's not in daycare. She blocked at the statement, at the suggestion, and actually started yelling at me about it. She works as a sometime realtor.
The mother or the grandmother?
The grandmother works as a sometime realtor and makes herself very busy with women's groups and volunteer work. She makes me feel selfish for asking, but I really need her help to grow my business and support my family. I get upset when she doesn't want to help me when she spends so much time doing things that to me aren't as important as helping her family. She constantly calls me to tell me how busy she is, but it's with things that are completely voluntary. And meanwhile, I'm drowning. I realize that she has her own life, but I can't see why she won't just agree to one day or even half a day a week when she often helps my sister who's a stay-at-home mom with her three kids. What should I do?
Your mother is a dyke and she's not getting dick down, and you are, and she's jealous about that shit. She don't want you getting that job.
The
stay-at-home mom, she ain't getting dick down either, and her mom knows it. Her mom knows it. So you need to either join the club or not getting dick down.
Join the not getting dick down club.
Or disown your motherfucking bobs, because she ain't helping you out.
She ain't helping you out. You know what you should do, man? You know what you should do? You should join her clubs. You should join those voluntary clubs and sabotage your mom's shit. That's what you should do. You should go up in that motherfucker, run up in that joint, the volunteer work that she be doing, and sabotage that shit. That's what you should do.
Or get your mom a girlfriend.
Get your mom a girlfriend.
That's close with you.
Get your mom a girlfriend that's close with you.
Because obviously, your mom ain't down with whatever you're doing.
She ain't down with what you're doing?
Nope.
She don't want you to be successful with your business, because your business is going to overshadow her business.
Mm-hmm.
That's why you should go sabotage that bitch shit.
You ain't even got to sabotage it. Like I said, just...
Get her that friend.
Yeah, get her that friend. That's going to lick that down.
That's going to lick that down.
You getting dick down, let her get licked down.
Yo, man. This is horrible advice. This is horrible.
Yo. That's good advice. I don't know.
Next one up, man. I work at a small startup that's seen its fair share of turmoil. I work at a small startup firm.
Startup firm.
Yeah. A startup business or whatever.
Okay.
That's seen its fair share of turmoil. Most could be attributed to our chief executive, who has largely... Most could be attributed to our chief executive and its largely manifested form of turnover. A lot of people who I enjoy working with and consider friends no longer work with me. I put a picture of all three of them, one who was fired and two who left, on a cubicle, on my wall cubicle. Cubicle and whatever. This shit doesn't make any sense. That's what it says. My supervisor says some people have expressed concern about the picture because it gives the impression that I am resistant to the positive strides the company's culture has made over the past few months. He asked me if I wouldn't mind taking it down, given that he has only been with the company 2.5 months. I have concluded that the people he referred to, as the CEO. That shit doesn't make any sense. Why the fuck can't people write?
You copy and paste the shit, nigga.
That's what I'm saying. Why the fuck can't people write?
Read what the fuck they wrote.
I'm reading what they wrote. It doesn't.
Read that fucked up shit, because I already got a fucked up answer.
I agreed to take it down because I like my supervisor, but the notion that I should be expected to take it down a completely appropriate and inoffensive picture of my friends because the CEO doesn't want to feel like it's an abuse of power.
Is this a female?
I don't know. This doesn't tell me who it is.
What do you think?
I think it is. Is it a valid concern for me to raise to HR? Should I raise this to HR that my boss told me I have to take down a picture of my friends because it goes against the values of the company?
I'm going to give two different answers.
All right.
Because I think it's two different scenarios. I think it's one, a gay person.
Uh-huh.
and one is a female.
Okay.
One of you, the female, put a dick in your mouth, shut the fuck up.
Okay.
You do what you gotta do to move the fuck up.
Right.
And shut the fuck up.
Exactly.
I'm sorry, ladies. I'm sorry. We just go with the segment. I'm sorry. I don't want to offend nobody. Because that was so wrong.
And it was.
I'm not laughing. I'm just. Yeah. And if you're gay and that's you, put a dick in your mouth and shut the fuck up.
Double dicks in the mouth and shut the fuck up. Double dicks in the mouth and shut the fuck up, huh? All right, man. So we got that covered.
I am so sorry. I really am. I don't want to offend nobody. I know that was fucked up.
It's bad advice, people. It's bad advice.
I understand. It. Yes, it's bad advice. I know it's fucked up, and I'm just apologizing. Try not to take it seriously, and if you do, oh fucking well.
Yeah. Up next, my coworker Sally recently hired a new grad named Jane. As Sally was making the verbal offer over the phone, she asked Jane if she had any questions. Jane replied, "No, but my father does." Then Jane's father took the phone and started asking Sally questions about the offer. The questions ranged from logistics, about onboarding, to even asking if Jane could arrive late on her first day of work. Is there any way to respectfully give the parent feedback that they are not actually helping their child get this job?
Dude, I don't even understand what the fuck you just said.
So, it sounds like to me that they were talking to this girl on the phone to offer her a job. Her father got on the phone and started asking stupid-ass questions. And then asked if she could come late to work on her first day. Why the fuck is he on the phone with y'all?
I was about to ask the same question.
Yeah, like, why the fuck is he on the phone in the first place? And the question was, how do you respectfully give the parent feedback that they are not helping their child at this point?
So I'm supposed to answer that question?
Yeah. How do you give them the feedback? What's the feedback that you're giving this dad?
Motherfucker, if you want your kid to get his job, shut the fuck up. Put that bitch nigga on the phone and back the fuck off. If I hear you again, you, if I hear you in the background, she get hung up on and I'm calling the next motherfucker. That's what you do.
That's great advice to me. This is great. I would roll with that.
Like, shit.
Like, what the fuck are you even... That's the first question that comes. What the fuck are you even doing on the phone? Why am I talking to you?
I didn't call to talk to you. Get the fuck out of here.
Why am I even talking to you?
Wow.
Oh, man. This is an interesting one.
Okay.
I guess. I've read a little bit of it as I was scrolling through it. I've always thought that I could accept anything that parenthood may throw at me. I knew that I could embrace my son if he were straight, gay, bi, trans, etc. Didn't matter. If there is a controlling consciousness in this universe, it must have a nasty sense of humor. Putting it bluntly, my son is sexually attracted to Pokemon.
What?
What? You can't make this shit up. I swear to God, this is what it says. My son is sexually attracted to Pokemon. He's dropped hints that I didn't even pick up on. But over the last few years, I stumbled across evidence in his browsing habits.
First off, who's this person trying to get dick down by?
I don't know. He just said that his son's addicted to Pokemon.
Who are you trying to get dick down by?
You got the list in front of you. Who he tried to get dick down by?
It doesn't say. It just says that his
son... gotta give a list of Pokemon. Who he tried to get dick down by?
He did not put any Pokemon on here. He just said that he stumbled across his son's browser history and him his Pornhub subscriptions of him looking at Pokemon. How should I address this to with him? Should I discourage this orientation? Because to me, it seems kind of pathetic. What should I do? My son's addicted to Pokemon. He's attracted to Pokemon. He's sexually attracted to Pokemon.
You ask your son who you try to get dicked down by.
Why his son gotta be the way he get dicked down?
Come on. Come on. Come on.
I just put up here, signed parent of Pikachu pervert.
All right.
Maybe he's trying to get digged down by a Charizard or something.
You ask your son or daughter, whatever the case may be, are you the giver or are you the taker? And you go from there. Are you the giver? Are you giving it? Or are you taking it?
So he should... But then what? Should he fuel this Pokemon obsession?
Oh, if you're the giver, it's easy. You can show all types of different porn. If you're the taker, it's hard. It's hard. You know, it's different. It's different. If you're the giver, you can show all types of anime porn, all types of anime alien porn. You know, there's all types of shit out there. But you're the giver. You're giving it. You're giving it. You're sticking it in the hole. But if you're taking it, there's only but so much you can really do.
Because Pokemon aren't real.
I'm just saying.
I think this is probably good advice, but I'm just going to say it anyways. You should take your son, whether he's a giver or a receiver, you should take him to the Comic-Con Pokemon convention where they fucking cosplay and shit and let him have a blast. That's what you should do. You should go let him have a blast. There's somebody out there dressed up like Misty or somebody out there dressed up like Pikachu that he can take some dick from. Let him go have a ball. And because this is bad advice, no condoms.
I can't disagree. He said bad advice. I can't disagree with that. You don't get no worse than advice than that. So... There you go.
There you have it. All right.
I was trying to help you out. Shit.
All right. Up next, we got... I just started seeing the same therapist my boyfriend went to until 3 months ago. And I can't shake the feeling that something happened between them. It's the way she was smiling when she was talking about him, and the fact that she mentioned him without even being necessary. Also, he told me one of the reasons he stopped seeing her was because the conversations got too casual, and the fact that I don't trust him or myself, I asked him about it. He told me nothing happened between them and then immediately asked, why would I think that? What should I do? I can't stop thinking about it and would like to search for another therapist if something did happen between them. But I feel like I'm losing my mind. What should I do?
Bitch, you asked a blatant motherfucking question. You fucking your therapist? You fucking that bitch?
You fucking that bitch?
You fucking that bitch? You gonna know right then and there on his face whether he lie or tell the truth. You gonna see it on his face. If you gotta think about it, that nigga lying.
Ain't he lying? I think you should ask that therapist for a threesome. That's what I think you should do. He'd be like, yo, you want You want to take me on this couch right here? Like,
depends on what you look for out of the session.
I think y'all should have a happy ending.
I personally disagree, but there you go. You get two bad answers.
Two bad answers.
You know?
Yeah.
You ask that hold that bitch, that nigga. Exactly. Are y'all fucking? Or you be like,
what that mouth do?
What that mouth do?
You know what I'm saying? So.
Up next. We dine at casual eateries periodically with certain friends. One of them habitually excuses herself by announcing, I need to go potty. That's exactly what she says. I need to go potty. This has progressed from embarrassing to simply annoying. What is the proper thing to say? Or is it too late to just say anything? Should it simply be ignored? Signed, Hearing Bitchy Bladders Bitch. So what should she do? What should she do? They go out with friends, and this particular friend always has to excuse themselves by saying, I need to go potty.
Okay.
A grown-ass person saying, I need to go potty.
I'm going to take a shit. I'm going to take a piss.
Now, what should the people at the table say when the person motherfucker say, I need to go potty?
Go handle your motherfucking business.
Go handle your business. I think you should throw a dinner roll at that bitch the next time she says that shit. Yeah, the next time she gets up and says she need to go potty, throw a fucking dinner roll at that bitch. It'd be like, yo, you don't need to tell us that you going to go use the bathroom, bitch.
Nah, because you're going to have that one stupid-ass motherfucker get up. When they get up, where you going? Where you going?
You always got that one person.
There always is that one person.
Yeah, you got that one person.
Where you going? So you got to say, going? Where you going?
Yeah.
You know? You know, go tell me, I'm going to take a shit on your windshield.
I'm going to go take a shit on your windshield.
They be like, ah, oh, you just playing. Go ahead, go take a shit. Then go take a shit on that nigga windshield. So when he come out and he got shit on his windshield, motherfucking no. You wasn't playing. You wasn't playing.
What the fuck?
You said bad advice, nigga. There you go.
Yo, that was horrible. That was horrible. There you go. There you go. That was horrible.
There's nothing horrible about that. You tell the truth. You ain't even lying. You ain't even lying. But like, I'm going to take a shit on your windshield real quick. I'll be back in 5 minutes.
I'll be back.
Like, you just play. Go ahead. Go do what you're doing. You go take a shit on that nigga windshield. And when y'all leave an hour and a half later, he got shit on the windshield. Motherfucker, no. He wasn't playing.
He know you wasn't playing.
You give him that salute like, there you go, nigga. Take that.
Like Diddy, take that. Yo, up next.
You're terrible.
Yeah, I'm next.
Go ahead.
You good?
Yeah, man. Just knocked the notebook over.
I have licked my knife after meals.
I was about to say, like, what? Like, what are you talking about?
I'm reading this fucking thing.
What the fuck are you talking about? What do you mean you licked some? Like, come on. Go ahead.
I've licked my knife after meals my whole life. Whenever my friend Jill and I are at a restaurant together, she tells me how gross it is and looks away. My question is, does anybody else do this? And why does she think it's gross?
She don't think it's gross. She's used to licking dicks.
She's used to licking dicks. I guess this nigga up here sensually licking his knife just... Like, why you lick your knife after the meal? Like, and why do you always get meals that require you to eat with a knife?
Yo, fuck all that shit. Meals be finger licking good. Fuck all that shit. That motherfucker used to licking dicks. And they think it's weird. Like, why'd you got a dick in your mouth?
That's what they think. They're yeah, like, man. You licking knives. You should be licking dicks.
For real.
What she think.
For real. You missing drops.
Oh my God, bro. You are fucking hilarious, bro.
I'm speaking truth.
All right, up next. Shit. There are two kids that live across the street from us, ages 6 and 9, who have some serious boundary issues. They walk into our house without knocking, ringing the doorbell during the day when my husband is sleeping, asking us for food and drinks, or just helping themselves without asking. Also ask my kids to give them toys or money. We are very firm with them, always telling them, this is not your house. You have to knock and you can't have our dinner. We are firm, but they are willful and resistant, and they continue to do so. It is a constant battle. What should I do? Your two kids from across the street come over their house. They enter the house without even knocking. Just I'm just coming in. Go in the refrigerator without even asking. Like, yeah, I'm just taking this. I'm getting all your snacks out the cabinet. I'm fucking up what your you cookie jar. Right?
You buy you the Bray Wyatt fiend mask.
You buy a Bray Wyatt fiend mask.
And you start jumping out of corners all over the motherfucking place. They kids. They kids. Yo. or you get you the it mask and start blowing red balloons all over the place.
Stop blowing red balloons all over the place.
You know what I'm saying?
My joint is what you do, right? Since the motherfuckers come in the house and they go in the refrigerator and get snacks and shit without asking, you tell your kids that day, yo, don't eat nothing in this motherfucking house. Because when Katie and Jalen come over this motherfucker, it's a surprise for them niggas. And you put laxative in all the fucking food in the fridge. And when they eat it, they had a bee cheese. Shitting all over the place. And if they shit on your floor, put their face in it.
Everything we said is fine. I can think of so much worse shit that I'm not saying on camera. I'm not going to say it either. Because I can think of so much worse shit. I know you can too.
Yeah, I'm going to just leave it at that.
So here we go with those.
I'm going to leave it at that. All right. Up next. I recently got a new boss, and things have gotten kind of weird. To kick off her experience with us, she hosted a series of team building activities, which included things like happy hours and lunches. During the happy hours, she would consume a
lot. Motherfuckers didn't have lunch before?
Well, I guess these are off-site lunches that they have. Off-site happy hours and lunches.
All right. I'm just like, damn, you ain't have lunches before? Yeah.
During the happy hours, she would consume a lot of alcohol and make sexually suggested jokes and comments. It didn't really bother me, and I admit I found myself chuckling a few times. But after several weeks of happy hours, I realized things were going too far. At our last outing, she literally asked everyone how many sexual partners they've had. And if we shied away from answering, she booed us until we acquiesced. I didn't know what to say, so I just made up a number to get out of the line of questioning. I wanted to leave, but I felt pressured to stay because everybody who attends those happy hours seems to get perks such as flexible hours, the ability to work from home, etc., etc. I don't know what to do. I feel like since I originally laughed and engaged in the more surface level sexual jokes and comments, now I'm part of the problem. But what should I do? my boss, she got the sexually suggested jokes. She asked me how many people I slept with.
You dick down your boss, because that's what she wants.
She
and you get them fucking flexible hours.
You get them flexible hours.
What the fuck's wrong with you? What the fuck's wrong with you?
You dick her down and get them flexible hours.
Motherfucking yeah.
You get that work from home schedule.
Hell motherfucking yeah.
You get them bonuses.
Word up.
You get that motherfucking gas reimbursement program.
Shit. What's wrong with you? She asking for a reason.
She asking
she
for wanna a
know
reason.
Who got that pipe game.
She wanna know who got that pipe game.
The more people you fuck, the more she wanna fuck. So you lay that pipe down.
You lay that pipe down.
You gotta get that blue pill. You get that blue pill one time, you lay that shit down.
What blue? That blue chew? That blue chew?
Blue chew, blue pill.
That
know?
Viagra?
Yeah,
that blue
man.
Chew? Okay.
You lay that shit down one time on her.
You lay that thing down. Okay. Not a problem.
Get your stimulus package.
Get your stimulus package.
Word up.
Yo.
She's trying to get you right. Playing games.
She's trying to get you right. Up next, my close friend, who's a 28-year-old man, married a wonderful guy. Yes, I said guy. 28-year-old man married a wonderful guy 3 years ago. They were both very fit.
Hold on. We're talking about some gay shit.
Yeah, somewhere. Yeah. So they were both very fit. The husband is still fit, but my friend has gained a shocking amount of weight. I'm talking over 100 pounds. Yeah. I am really concerned about his health. When I mentioned my worry to his husband, he patted my friend's huge belly and said, "The more of him to love." Should I just let this go? Or should I find out what's really going on?
You mind your motherfucking business. Ain't got a shit to deal with you.
You mind your motherfucking business. Ain't got shit to deal with.
Obviously, that motherfucker likes something round.
He likes
he
that
trying
one.
To pound that round.
He trying to pound that round mound of round.
So shut the fuck up and mind your business.
Mind your
it
business.
Ain't got nothing to do with you. Plain and simple.
Yo, man. What I think you should do, you know what I'm saying? Because this is bad advice. You should secretly work out with your friend so that that motherfucker gets fit again to piss off the husband. You should also, if you are a female, you should make it seem like you and your friend are fucking and he's straight now. You should make it seem like y'all, like he's straight now, like he don't even like dudes no more. And he out here getting physically fit so that he could get him some pussy now. That's what you should do.
I just off of all that, I thought it's something probably even worse.
You just thought about something even worse.
Because he's gay. And can't find the hole, you get extra fat too. Cause he can't find your hole. And you know, and you go and play a game, who can find the hole? Do you like this hole better? Is this a blob of fat? Or is this a hole? I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
Yo.
You said.
We are way out there. We're crazy, man. All right.
Sorry.
This is the final one. Our last piece of advice for the night.
That was terrible. I am sorry, but I'm not sorry.
My husband and I just got a new puppy. When she was about 10 months old. She likes sleeping on the bed with us, but sometimes jumps off and goes to her crate to go to sleep. My husband is crazy about her and loves it when she sleeps and cuddles in the bed with us. Unfortunately, she pees in the bed, soaking through the sheets and the mattress pad. And now I am constantly washing bed linens that smell terrible. I wash these things every day. I washed everything yesterday And this morning, everything was soaked, stained, and smelly again. My husband says that I'm being too picky about things in the house. Am I crazy not to want to sleep with the smell of dog urine? Shouldn't our pup be sleeping in the crate at night? What should I do? Dog peeing in the bed. The husband doesn't give a fuck. He's like, yo, I just like my dog in the bed with me. Wife like, yo, I gotta keep washing sheets every week, every day, because the damn dog peeing in the bed.
I don't even know what to say. That's some white people shit. For real.
That's some white people shit. You got your dog sleeping in the bed with you. I got a dog. That bitch sleeping in a motherfucking cage.
Yes, I let her out throughout the day, all day long. When they come at night, that bitch sleep in the cage. She ain't sleeping in my motherfucking bed. She ain't touching my motherfucking furniture. All right? Y'all tripping.
So what's the advice?
I don't even fuck the advice. Y'all tripping. Got a dog sleeping in the motherfucking bed with y'all. Y'all tripping. Shit. Like I said, I have a dog. She sleeps in the cage. I let her out all day. Go outside, all that shit. She play inside, indoors. When it come to sleep, that bitch sleep in her motherfucking cage. She don't sleep in my bed. She don't touch my motherfucking furniture. Y'all nasty.
That is a fuck the advice. Y'all nasty.
She don't touch my leather couches. No.
No.
No. No. Touch my bed? Get the fuck out of here. Ew.
You know what I think she should do?
Go ahead.
She should stop washing the sheets and just sleep someplace else. And let that motherfucker sleep in the bed with the dog pissing on him at night. That's probably good advice, though. That's probably too good of advice, right? That's good advice, though.
Leave that motherfucker. He obviously want to get pissed on. You want to know what?
Piss on that nigga.
R. Kelly that nigga.
Yeah. Give him that warm.
That warm. Just squat down on this motherfucker. Just psst.
What are you doing? What the fuck are you doing? He ain't gonna know the difference because the dog do it in the middle of the night. Just be like you. The dog did it. You sleeping in that dog piss.
There you go. That's your best advice. You piss on that nigga.
Piss on that nigga.
Word.
Record yourself pissing on that nigga.
Record yourself pissing on that nigga.
Word up. So when he get mad at you over some stupid shit, he'd be like, I love the dog more than you. Yeah? You let his dog piss, bitch. You let his... Watch me squat.
Piss on that nigga. R. Kelly the fuck out of that nigga. We gave some horrible advice this time.
Bathe in that shit. Bask in the ambience, motherfucker.
Bask in the ambience. This is great advice. We gave the greatest advice ever.
No.
No, it isn't. Oh, man. You got anything? That concludes our bad advice segment. We'll probably do this again because
we shit should was, never do that again. I mean, it was great, but it was so bad.
It was so bad. Horrible was great, ass advice.
It was so bad.
We may or may not do this again. Oh, it's so funny. We can't be giving our listeners advice like that.
No, if you ask for a real question, we're gonna give you real advice.
Yeah, but. Those were just stories that we found in different columns across, the internet. You got anything else for the people, bro?
Hit the Facebook group up. Please give us a rating and review wherever you listen to us.
Yes,
and we appreciate it. Be safe out there.
Continue to be safe. You know, we appreciate you guys listening to us during your time quarantine. As we said before, continue to be safe out there. this COVID-19 shit is nothing to play around with. We spoke earlier about trying new foods and shit and new recipes, man. Come out of this shit with a skill or something. Nigga, read a book. Get you some new shit going on in your life. Catch up on some shows that you ain't never watched before.
Catching up on shows is easier than reading books, so there you go.
You know?
I'm just saying for me.
And me too, man. I ain't gonna even lie, man. Reading is a task for me because I don't like doing it. I hate reading, but, you know, if that's what you like, do that.
If you are gonna read something instructive, you know. Read something that's gonna make you better, make your life better,
right.
Make your family better, you know.
Yeah.
Don't read some bullshit just because you're reading something.
Yeah.
I can read a fucking Dr. Seuss book too. All right.
I mean, unless you're reading to your kids. I'm reading to my son, so you know.
You know what you get us.
Yeah, I got you. But we appreciate you guys as always, man. As always, man, that's been my homeboy, Matt.
Yeah.
I've been Antoine White Slicker. And this has been the 2 Cents of Nonsense podcast. We appreciate you guys, and we out.
We out.